I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your midday world weather update for Friday, March the 28th. We are still seeing some ugly weather out there today. It's cold, it's cloudy. We're seeing periods of snow across many areas. Travel across the Highway 16 corridor is not very good at all. And we're going to see all this continuing for a while yet this afternoon and into the night tonight. The precipitation is expected to diminish, though, over time, and we'll most likely have ourselves a better finish to the week. We anticipate additional snow accumulations running a dusting to around 5 to 6 centimeters across that Highway 16 corridor. And really, it's plus or minus about 150 kilometers along that highway. So if you're off to the northeast of that, you're still going to get a little bit of weather from it. And if you're in the south or west of that, you're also going to see a little bit. Now, we do expect this system to leave behind some chilly weather. It's not exactly warm out there right now. Negative lower teens and negative upper single digits are common, and that's probably about as warm as it's going to get this afternoon. Unfortunately, we do expect a little bit of warm-up, but not a lot. Tomorrow, negative single digits will be common, and then we'll start a gradual warm-up as we get away from the system, and then we get a little sunshine to show up. We'll be close to zero on Sunday and Monday, and maybe Tuesday as well. A few areas in the region may manage to get into some positive single digits during the middle of next week. Outside of that, though, not a whole lot warmer. Our nighttime low will certainly be in the negative teens for the next two or three, maybe four nights, and then we'll see some recovery to negative single digits taking place. The fresh snow will certainly help to keep the temperatures down for a while, especially those areas that have significant amounts on the ground, which is a fairly large part of our region. So as we get into next week, the weather will get a bit better, and we're expecting still a couple of little disturbances, but right now it does not look like we're going to run into any serious storm systems now for a while. Another disturbance is possible as we get out a little bit later in the week next week. This would probably be mid to late week. It might produce some rain and snow across the U.S. border, and some of that moisture will come up our way, but I don't think it's going to have a big impact. In the meantime, the rest of the world, we do expect a status quo environment. That means that in South America, a good mix of rain and sunshine will likely take place across many areas, and we'll likely see that continuing to support the late season crop. Now, in a Black Sea region, we are going to continue to have opportunity for a little bit of light precipitation come and go, and that is expected to generate an environment here that will be favorable for stimulating a little bit of a crop improvement, but much more precipitation will be needed in that area for a while. And then back in the United States, there is a big need for significant precipitation to occur across the Central Plains, and that's an area that is not likely to see much moisture for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.